Chicago this summer is set to be as loud as ever. The music festival Lollapalooza is returning for its 30th anniversary in July, with Foo Fighters and Tyler, the Creator announced as just some of the headliners. And it's not the only big music festival in town. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more on Chicago's open summer.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Lollapalooza's return in a skit.
All right, I'm gonna call him.
Where she calls up Lollapalooza's founder, Perry Farrell, from Jane's Addiction.
Hey, it's me.
Hello, Mayor Lightfoot.
She says the doctors have okayed the fest this year. Farrell is reasonably pumped.
Lollapalooza!
He's excited.
Award-winning acting aside, here are the details. It'll take place in July in Chicago's Grant Park. Other headliners include Post Malone and Miley Cyrus. It'll also be at full capacity, which in a normal year is 100,000 people per day, according to a Lollapalooza spokesperson. In a press conference yesterday with Chicago's Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady, it was clear that the city was presenting the festival as a carrot of sorts to encourage people to get vaccinated. Dr. Arwady explained that to get in, you either have to be fully vaccinated or show a negative COVID test before every day you attend.
So the easiest way by far, if you want to attend Lollapalooza, is to get vaccinated now. You're going to be hearing some more in the days to come about ways in which we may tie Lollapalooza tickets to opportunities for vaccination.
Chicago has in the past floated the idea of using concerts and other entertainment opportunities to encourage especially the younger crowd to get vaccinated, though no official program has been announced yet. But there will be other reasons to get vaccinated. Riot Fest is happening in September with Nine Inch Nails, Smashing Pumpkins, and Run the Jewels headlining. Also in September is Pitchfork Music Festival with Phoebe Bridgers, St. Vincent, and Erykah Badu. Pitchfork, like Lollapalooza, will also require either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test every day. The logistics of how that's all going to work with thousands of people hasn't been announced yet. In that press conference, Dr. Arwady says they're still working out whether proof of vaccination will look like an app or a literal piece of paper. Those announcements will come in July. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.